This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So the Rockets are back in action tomorrow against the oddly, I won't say resurgent, but the resourceful LA Clippers, who since trading Blake Griffin have been just fine. They're hanging on the fringes of the playoff right now, which is...
Lou Williams, it's been huge for him.
Yeah, DeAndre Jordan's been pretty good. Even Austin Rivers has had some good games along the way. News that affects the Rockets coming down today.
Right, because by that time of that game tomorrow night, they're going to have an effectively 3.5 game lead on the Warriors.
Probably so. Well, who do the Warriors play?
The Lakers.
Tonight. They play the Lakers tonight. No Steph in that game tonight?
No Steph, no Klay, no Draymond.
Thompson. Okay, so all three of those guys. So it's Kevin
Durant. What's wrong with
Draymond? Shoulder.
Okay. All right.
And if, for those who haven't heard the news, Klay Thompson has a broken thumb.
Yes, and they're saying maybe up to a couple of weeks.
He will be reevaluated on March 22nd.
That sounds kind of short, doesn't it, for
on his shooting a broken
thumb? Yes, there's a couple of reports out there saying that they're not portraying it as seriously as they should, that it's worse than what they're saying, that this could be something that really lingers. And, of course, if you're a Rocket fan, well, that's not bad news.
Would you rather have no Klay Thompson or Klay Thompson with a right hand that doesn't work? I would say no Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson.
Let Swaggy P get in there and start chucking next to Steph.
So true.
Right. And clarification on Steph Curry today, who's already missed two games with the ankle, at least four more for Steph Curry before he can come back. And there have been at least a half dozen instances this season where he's shown himself to be hobbled somewhat by the ankle. It's been ongoing. Well, it was really bad early in his career, and then he kind of put to rest that he couldn't You know, first 2 years were ridiculous with him with ankle problems.
That's why he was only getting $11 million a year for the last few years. It allowed them to sign Kevin Durant.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Only in NBA terms.
Right, right. But the last 4 or 5 years, he's proven pretty durable. But this season, he's looking shaky again from an ankle standpoint.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, a hobbled Warriors team makes it easier for the Rockets to go win an NBA title.
Right. Two ways to look at this. I mean, it's obviously good if the Warriors aren't full speed for the full speed against the Rockets. But the other way to look at it is that maybe they're erring on the side of caution and treating these three all-star players with kid gloves because they're confident that if they are healthy, it doesn't really matter if they're the one or the two
seed.
They
have the home court.
It means more to the Rockets than it does to the Golden State Warriors.
So there's definitely an element of discretion involved in some of these decisions by the Warriors. If they're full strength or even close to full strength, obviously they're going to be a tough out in the postseason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, Steph Curry, obviously, I'm a huge Klay Thompson fan, but Steph Curry, it seems like they don't know, all of a sudden, they don't know how to play basketball there without Steph Curry. He's the straw that stirs the drink, man.
He is their MVP. I know Kevin Durant was the MVP of the finals last year, but Steph Curry, if they don't have him, they're probably still better than the Portland Trail Blazers, who I think are the 3 seed right now, but they're clearly behind the Rockets. I mean, the Rockets become to me a favorite and not an insignificant level favorite if there's no Steph Curry for that team.
Sean, you can find this quicker than me. What's the number on tonight's Warriors Lakers game?
Good question, Rich. I can find
because
it on
I think
my
this
phone
is a very
quick.
Winnable game for the Lakers, the way they've been playing.
The Lakers have been playing well lately, and you wonder how that affects the LeBron
Golden State
sweepstakes
minus 6.5
after the season.
Know what it is?
They must be in Golden State then. Yeah, it's in Golden State.
Okay.
So in Golden State, 6.5. Basically, it's Kevin Durant going 1-on-5. The Lakers have played well lately. The Lakers are certainly not playing like a team that's tanking anything. They're playing like a team whose young core is coming together. And it does make you wonder, as LeBron is looking around at his opportunities next year, has the last month and a half to 2 months of the Lakers, which, by the way, LeVar Ball has kind of shut his ass up as well over the last month or so.
Yeah, they've won 8 of the last 10 games.
Yeah.
Lakers. From a depth standpoint, David West and Patrick McCall are also out with injuries.
So that's a lot of bodies.
Yes.
Real quick, we haven't mentioned this. The ESPN Basketball Power Index, we have not mentioned this week. These are the simulations that ESPN runs on the NBA title, the percentage of times that each of the teams win the title. The Rockets are now the lead in the BPI, the Basketball Power Index, meaning they win the NBA title 33.7% of the time. The Golden State Warriors win it 31.7% of the time.
I'm not surprised.
Two-thirds of the time, it's down to two teams, yeah. basically, yeah. to win the NBA title. The
That's
got to
be factoring in health, right? These latest reports?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know the answer to that.
You realize the Rockets are playing defense, though. I mean, they're one of the top, you know, defenses in the NBA, man, as well as what they're doing, you know, so efficient on offense, man.
Care to take a stab
Not
at
that
the,
surprising.
Care to take a stab at the Cleveland Cavaliers' chances of winning the NBA title right now? That is a percentage. Just take a guess.
Under 10.
That's accurate.
I'm going to say 5.
5%. 0.2%. Zero. They win the NBA title in their simulations less than 1% of the time.
Wow.
0.2%. And you know what? That's probably about right. There's no way that roster LeBron has around him is beating the Warriors, even a banged up Warriors team.
It's not going to be
Rockets.
Toronto.
No,
yeah,
Toronto
I was gonna
wins.
Say Toronto, maybe even Boston too.
Toronto wins the title 26.9% of the time, and then Boston is next at 4.3% of the time. It's basically a three-team race right now for the NBA title. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.